Making decisions is crucial to teaching, but what's the best formula to make the right choice? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kara Furman, associate professor of early childhood education at Hunter College of the City University of New York, discusses one with three elements.
Teaching demands constant decision-making, and these decisions matter for the quality of the experience and education of children. The phrase practical wisdom, deriving from Aristotle, best describes how teachers know in action. Practical wisdom captures three key elements. 1. Teachers act in context. 2. These actions are ethical. 3. Ethical action must also be effective action, requiring a teacher know both methods and content. While some decisions, like adapting a new curriculum, happen outside of the classroom, most teacher decisions are quotidian, constant throughout the day, and often imperceptible to the untrained eye. For example, a preschool teacher in my recent study was required to read and conduct a series of lessons with a picture book about ducks looking for a home in a city. This teacher was committed to, in her words, acting in the best interest of the child, and felt the premise of the book would be vague to her rural students. Knowing the message of the book, child development, and pedagogy well, she took the children outside to walk the parking lot and do a sound map, an activity where you sit still and identify the range of sounds heard. Teaching with practical wisdom is subtle and nuanced work, demanding a teacher who can closely attend to context, has a host of methods to draw from, understands the purpose of lessons, and is clear on core values. When teacher development is rooted in cultivating these capacities, practically wise teachers develop and children benefit.
That was Kara Furman of Hunter College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.